Did you do this on purpose to where you could see dicks behind Arthur? Do you see the cocks behind Arthur, Rita?
Is that what those are? Let me get closer there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are
those are cocks.
Anatomically correct.
Yeah, look, this one's a cross-section of the penis. You guys, this is the lateral view of the penis.
Studying for a test?
Yeah, you could say we're cramming.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and grizzly host, Gemini Jackson, somewhere in the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
I'm not racist anymore.
And a resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Woof, woof, woof.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino. We start the top of the hour with the Dogga comes to an end soon.
Oh, is that? Oh, that's why he's barking over there.
That's why Burrito be barking.
Shit, dude.
That's his real, that's his full name, is Burrito be barking.
B.
Yeah.
Burrito barking.
The middle B also stands for barking. So
oh, I thought you were going to say burrito.
Yeah, it stands for burrito dash barking. It says burrito, burrito, barking, barking.
Oh, no. You guys know that, you know how I hate the people, the neighbors.
You know how I hate people?
Yeah.
Tell us about this living situation.
Oh, they were just a bark. I got some barky-ass neighbors, and then there was that one time that I parked in someone's parking spot.
You barked in someone's barking spot.
I barked in his parking spot, and he got pissed and left me a note, dude. Damn. And he went and narked me out to the apartment complex.
Nerd.
Instead of just coming to me like a goddamn man.
Paying barkers only.
I bet this guy was waiting for somebody to park in his spot.
I know, he was, dude.
Just waiting. Ooh, I wish someone would park in my fucking spot.
And he did the little smiley face. He did like the little passive-aggressive smiley face.
Guess
on the
what?
Note.
I'm richer than you because I can afford a parking space.
Yeah, $35 a month, bottle, dude.
Man. Did he like pop up out of a manhole cover and be like, I got you, bitch.
Well, that would have been nice because then I would actually meet the guy. I've never met him. I've only gotten a shitty note from him.
Oh, you just got notes. That's right.
But here's the thing. The saga / Dogga is coming to an end because my apartment complex told me that my rent is $500 more a month than it used to be.
God damn. That's like a 50% raise in rent, isn't it?
Yeah. It literally is 50%.
God damn.
So I'm leaving. So I've been stewing on what I'm going to do to this guy. But when I leave, I don't want it to be like destructive or illegal, but I want to make
a shit on his car.
It could be something like that.
I want just to leave make him a note. A shit on his
well, here's
car.
The thing. I yeah. want to leave him a note, but I want to do it on the apartment complex
bulletin board.
No, on with
the letterhead.
Letterhead.
Ah.
And I want to say something that will cause some confusion in his life and have him go to the office and then they have to work it out. I want to do something like that, like say,
oh, they didn't get his last rent check.
Yeah, or the last two or three, and be
and
like,
that, this is a first notice for eviction or tow.
This is the second notice. Final notice.
The final notice of tow.
Yeah.
You didn't pay his pet deposit.
Yeah, and we're going to have to euthanize your pet.
That'd be cool. So I want to I want him to take a trip down to the office and have them try to figure it out, and then eventually be like, I don't think we gave you that letter. I want it to be confusing to the apartment complex and to him, and to waste both of their time.
Number
at the
one,
same
because
time.
The apartment complex is they jacking up
me.
Your rent
yes.
50%.
Fuck him.
Number two, fuck this dude.
Fuck this
Brian
dude.
Brian stays angry.
I'm not angry anymore. I don't forgive him, but I'm not angry. It doesn't
Brian
sting anymore.
Brian stays remembering.
I do remember. So what
the
do you think, dude? Do you think I should
Brian
choose?
Brian remembers.
The Brian remembers.
Should I choose vengeance or forgiveness, dude?
How much effort is vengeance?
I don't think it's that much effort. I just got to make a little thing. Make a little letter with the letterhead.
Yeah.
How are you going to get the letterhead?
It's
like
all
a clean
it's
copy.
Everywhere. I'm just going to, I have gotten letters from him. I'm just going to put the logo on top of a
piece of paper.
Okay. Yeah. You got Photoshop.
Yeah.
You got skills.
Is that
He's
bad?
Got Microsoft
Can I get
Word?
In trouble for doing that?
Yeah, you got paint. Or
I'm
Microsoft
sure there's
paint.
Something somewhere some nerd could like convict you of?
Yeah.
Inconvenience.
Impersonating
an apartment authority? Complex.
Yeah. Impersonating a corporation, which actually is the biggest offense of America.
That's the title track, Brian. True. Impersonating an apartment complex.
Damn, that's not bad.
Yeah.
You know what, guys? Do you have any other, if you have any other ideas, otherwise I'm going to go with this.
I mean, it's fairly benign, but also very inconvenient for all parties involved, which
true.
Is the
pretty
point.
Fucking cool.
Okay. I'll give it a shot. I'll give it some thought.
I'm going down the route of forgiveness.
Really?
Mainly because of laziness.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Mainly. I'm not going down the route of forgiveness.
It's so much work to do that bullshit you're dreaming up,
for being an asshole?
Yeah.
He also reported it.
Just being a brat.
Yeah. No. This is brat control.
This is brat control.
I think this
and
is
it's
your
not
calling.
Just vengeance. It's kind of revenge as well.
Revengeance.
Yeah.
No, so, I mean, the guy, he left the notes and it indicated he didn't like tell the apartment complex or wasn't going to escalate or anything, right?
Hey, but remind me, is there a dog involved? Like, he has a dog that...
He does have a dog. That's a separate issue.
You somehow?
Yeah, the dog... he leaves the dog home and it just barks for hours and hours and hours. That's a separate issue.
Bullshit. You didn't report that?
I didn't report it. And that's what I'm saying. I think it's fucked up.
Have. Right there.
I know. Well, I should... Well, yeah.
Low-hanging fruit.
But I never reported him. And the one time that I accidentally park in his parking spot, he reports me.
Should have gotten back quick.
Huh?
What's taking you so long?
I thought you should have done that a while ago.
No, I know, but I don't, because I knew that he would connect it to me. Now there's been, it's been long enough to where he's not going to
connect.
How
many neighbors around the way are there?
Maybe five.
So how's he going to connect it to you? Because you bitched about it before?
No, because he was the one in the parking spot, so he's going to see it as revenge.
Yeah, if I would have done it shortly after he did that, he would have known it was me.
I think everybody's after everyone's throats, man. I don't think it'd be connected.
Well, anyways, but now it's not connected to me at all. Because no sane person would be holding on to this for this long. So he wouldn't connect it back to me.
Yeah, I see. So you gave it time on purpose.
Well, I just
said... You forgot about it.
Well, a little bit, but I was also thinking one day.
So this is your one day.
This could be the one day.
You get to report the dog.
This is one day.
Revengeance is best served on a fraudulent...
Letterhead?
Apartment letterhead.
What if I do revenge porn? And what I mean by that is... I take pictures of my dick and asshole, and then I slide it under
dropping
his door.
Loads
that
on
is
his
revenge
car.
Porn. It's also probably it assault.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I guess that is illegal.
You could just leave it in the dude's.
But
dog.
I don't think that's revenge porn in the
not in
strict
the
sense of the definition of the word.
If you take the two separate words, revenge and porn,
right, it is that.
This is revenge porn.
You're gonna end up on a list.
Yeah, I guess that could be considered sexual assault in some way.
You're going to end up on a list, says my identity theft prevention provider. That's what it sounded like coming from Burrito.
You're going to end up on a list.
A registry, they say.
A registry? Some kind of registry.
He's got to renew his membership like every
Speaking
so often.
Speaking of registries.
To make sure he's not in trouble.
Brainstorm sesh, Slam City album cover.
What
I
is
think
this?
A previous Ooh. Episode, I was shitting on how shitty album covers are. And you guys are most like, it's fine.
We did bring up the idea of memorable album covers, but I was reading this list of something like 7 albums you need to check out like right now. You know, the
but like because of their album covers.
Yeah.
Well, not
it was like I think it was like 5 albums with awesome
sounded,
album covers.
It was like paid ads, man. Like all
of course,
these artists,
all those lists are paid ads.
Yeah, but okay.
I've never heard of you.
There's some they throw in there. There's some the
writers have to
put their
they
beer
have to
songs
sandbag.
In there.
I think I've heard of them.
Is that what sandbagging is?
Yes.
Yeah. Has nothing to do with like on the list were these two rappers where they had album covers that had the same concept going on.
Oh no. It's a
I don't even think they were on the
thinking.
Same label.
Did they come out at the same time?
Yeah, it's like new things to check out right now.
Oh, they're both cartoons?
Yeah, but they're like inspired by
But they're kind of running parallel.
Yeah.
You guys see the covers?
Yeah.
And I'll describe it to the listeners. Yeah. So these two covers, like the rapper's in the middle, in the street, in front of a convenience store and a street sign.
Yeah.
Like pretty basic concept. Like, hey, just show you my hood. But they both have it. It's kind of like a similar approach, almost like there's something behind
almost
that
like
same idea.
They come from the same area.
Well, they live a similar
the streets.
Lifestyle.
Yeah.
This is street culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking with like a Slam City album cover would be kind of taking that same idea.
I see.
Where it's like the intersection of SH69 and
420.
Yeah, 420. And then there's like the convenience store, but it could be like the trailer park.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we have a fucking Slam City C store?
What's it called?
Oh, wait. No, we did.
I think it's
we?
Called Fast Food.
It's just called Fast Food. This convenience store.
I don't think just you guys ever dropped that on tape.
Wait, what?
Fast food, the convenience store?
No.
We're just saying that that's what you say. It's not fast food. He says it's fast food.
But he's using C-store in a very
specific,
focused sense.
Yeah, but I also call C-store food fast food.
Really? You would call like McDonald's a C-store?
No.
No, but he would call
it C-store food.
It's not A equals B, B equals A. No, it's A equals B, but B could be
all convenience stores are fast. I don't know. Fast food, but not all fast food's convenience stores.
Wait, what was the Boyer Hotel?
The Boyer Hotel?
Fast food is convenient.
Come and stay.
Come and go.
See. Come and see.
See and come. It would be see and come.
We were going with come and go, but then we were like NGO. And it was like Brian's favorite author or his hero or something.
I can't remember.
Andy?
Yeah. B-I-N-G-O.
Brian's crush.
B-I-N-G-O.
Yeah, dude.
But come
okay,
and go.
Okay, so Slam City.
Come and go.
Come and
Slam
go.
City
would be the
come
convenience
and go
store.
Album cover. Name
no, but it wasn't. I don't think it was. Come and go.
You could think of something like as complicated as like the Dookie cover, where there's like.
I think it's probably
this
fucking anatomical penis.
The anatomical penises. They have to have the brown bag version.
You can't see this, folks at home, but we have a male reproductive system. What's it called?
Poster.
Anatomy poster on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very
the testes.
Well illustrated.
Testis and spermatogenesis.
Arthur, can you look at it? Would you say that dick is too big? You think they kind of made it a little too big?
Are we looking at the external anatomy in the top left?
Yeah, the top left.
Which one, the circumcised or the uncircumcised?
There's one with a hoodie and one without, but
they're
both
about the same length.
Yeah.
This one doesn't have the prepuce.
Do you think that's an average size penis? Or
I like the ones better.
I think it's on the small side.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
That aren't in color.
I know.
You guys
I
are
like
bitches,
how,
man. You don't agree?
No, man.
I like how one ball sits lower than the other because that's very...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Everything about it's average
it's
or
like,
less.
No. Dude, one ball hanging lower than the other, everybody's one ball hanging lower than the other.
But this poster's also not scale.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you think those are like very tiny balls?
That's a tiny package on the wall right now. If you were going scale...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I mean,
I think that would belong to a child.
I think that that's... No, I don't think
that's
we have a child...
Dick,
I don't think
dude.
We have a child's penis on our fucking wall.
It could be.
No.
You just don't want to say it is.
That's a healthy 19-year-old cock.
Brian would know.
Unless that's a very thin cock, I would say, like, erect. That one's, like, 7 inches.
No,
look
man.
At this look at this little next piece.
What do you mean?
The
you
one
need
underneath.
Any descriptors, burrito?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Well,
is that a boner flipped up?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a flipped up boner.
Oh my
and this one's
God.
Like
these
flipped
two
down.
Pictures right here, if you can like zoom into it.
This one's flayed and then.
Flayed?
Oh, yeah.
Shit. No, I like the ones that look more like.
Like a.
Yeah, which
old lithography.
You know?
I think
like lithography.
Yeah. Are you talking about the.
Like they carved
dissection?
It out of wood blocks.
Like someone's.
Like money.
Like, drawn notes.
Like money.
You know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Like Da Vinci.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Leonardo da Vinci did draw a dick.
Yeah, he drew dicks
perfect
all the time.
Man?
What was it, the
called?
Man? Evolution of... Oh,
I think
yeah.
that would be a better album cover for Slam City.
Dicks?
Oh, I thought we were far away from dicks and trying to do the cross streets here.
Oh, yeah, no. It's still back to
wait,
dicks.
What?
It
oh,
was
yeah, you
always
going to
be dicks.
Anatomy.
Cross streets? You mean like where the street names are? Instead of the green signs, they're just dicks?
Sure, man.
There it
That's
is. We're
very
back.
Psychedelic.
We're
yeah.
back.
Bring
we're
it back.
Back. So it is like SH69, but the placard is a dick.
Wait, the placard on what? Sorry.
Get ready for this trigger, but okay. The cross streets are where the streets have no name.
Oh, no.
Well, I was thinking crossroads.
Come on, someone do it. Brian.
Where the streets have no
Thank
name.
You.
I'm sorry. I was zoning out because I'm looking at this.
I have no idea what that was.
Oh my God.
It's you too. You don't like them anyway.
Yeah, you put them in your nickel box a long time ago.
Yeah,
I was looking at
right.
A long, long time
this
ago.
This album, they were the flagship nickel box entry.
Oh, wow. No.
Who was?
Pearl Jam?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Pearl
my
Jam.
Bad!
Yeah.
They're almost on the same plane, you know?
All right, so you're looking at this.
I'm looking at this Pitchfork article that triggered this, or inspired this brainstorm sesh. And I'm just getting pissed off at this. I mean,
are you talking about the album covers again?
Yeah, this sad girl music is at an all-time high.
Oh, you're actually looking at the whole list.
Side-mouth talkie bitches.
I don't
give a
shit.
Side-mouth talkie bitches, dude. Angel Olsen, Phoebe Bridgers.
Damn.
Get fucked.
I was afraid of this, Brian.
Uh-oh.
I was
know.
Afraid
why
you would beer song
me,
the fucking
dude.
List when I wanted to focus on those rap covers.
God. Okay, sorry.
Fucking beer song the list,
on,
man.
I'll stay on track. I didn't bring any sexism this week, so I'm trying to...
The rap covers remind me of... I'm a candy.
MC Chris.
Yeah, MC Chris.
Which one?
None of them.
Yeah.
But maybe the
inspiration. It looks like a Snoop Dogg or like the one
Doggy
where
Style cover. Yeah, I can imagine that. But this is like, it's very constructed almost the same, right?
Right.
So yeah. You'd have Gemini Jackson in the middle.
Sure.
At the cross streets
of
SH69 and 420.
Right in the middle
of the
freeway.
The C store is called what? Fast food?
It's just called fast food.
Nah, it's got to be called something like Kenny's or something.
Kenny's C store.
It's Kenny from Costco.
Costco Kenny C store.
Yeah. It just, could just be called Costco Kenny.
Called Costco Kenny's.
Yeah.
The convenience store is called Costco Kenny's. That's fucking hilarious, dude.
But that would be it. Right
I'm heading over to Costco. Oh, yeah? What you getting? My liquor?
I would spell it wildly different, though. I would do like C-O-S-S-C-O.
C-O-S-S-K-O-S-S-K-O Kenny. So sure. That there's three K's in there.
Which is a trope.
Yeah.
Costco Kenny.
And it's like a neon sign and all the lights are busted except the K's.
So yeah.
This has like a... One of these album covers have like a fat ass and some fat titties. Dude, are we having fat ass and fat titties on ours or what?
Whose album? Yeah. You could.
Girl pits. You never see her face though.
Be the perfect feet.
It's just feet.
Are we looking at like a collage style now?
No. She's doing the same thing as this lady's doing.
I don't know.
Talking
you guys have to describe this to me.
Your feet.
The street picture.
But her feet are like,
Maybe she's from the other side of the car and you can see her feet under the car.
You can just see her feet hanging out the window.
I think also, so Gemini's like in the middle.
Out of the back seat.
And then me, I'm like, I'm kind of peeking in to
the
frame.
Who said you were in it? Just one ride. But you're just a feature.
Yeah, he's featuring.
But I'm peeking in, dude. It's just my fingers, dude.
Oh, so we have to implant all of us in there?
Why can't everyone be in there, dude?
I want to be a cashier at Costco Kenny's.
Okay.
Cashier at Costco
I want to be like sweeping the parking lot.
Wearing an apron?
You're sweeping the parking lot and there's syringes and stuff.
Yeah. Or just like, you know, it's cheap debris. Like, it's just, you know, he's sweeping the parking lot.
Okay.
And he's dressed up in that Costco outfit.
Am I driving by in a lowrider?
Oh, no.
You could be.
I think you're selling Lucy's.
You're selling Lucy's fitting to.
Oh, okay.
You're getting head in the alley.
Finna catch a sleeper hold.
He said he's going to
get head in the alley.
That's what burritos do.
Wow.
Dude, that's nice, dude.
That's hardcore.
Awesome.
Getting sloppy toppy.
Shit, dude.
Title track.
Sloppy toppy.
You getting slurp, dude. Slurpy turpy, dude.
Yeah, all these rappers are talking about scissor. I'm talking about slizzerp.
Slurpy turpy, man.
Slurpy turpy, slurpy turpy.
That's how Madea would say sloppy toppy.
Slurpy turpy.
Slurpy turpy.
Okay.
Gave him a little slurpy turpy. Just to sit him down.
I want to hear Madea talk about giving head, dude.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. I'd let Tyler Perry in a wig give me head, dude. He's a cutie, dude.
He's a billionaire.
He's a billionaire, I meant. Not cute. Why would I say that? I'm not gay.
No, it's not gay to get head from a billionaire.
Well, they're Madea, dude?
Vagina.
Yeah, you had no idea that's Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
It could be Madea's body double.
I know he directed it and wrote it. I didn't know he was in it.
Made makeup. I know he made makeup. All right, well, that was Double X Quantimino.
Turpy, turpy.
Oh, wait, I got one more.
Oh, we do have one more.
Yeah. Oh.
Is this a question for Burritics?
Yeah, this is a trip down memory lane burrito, whenever you're ready.
Which is the side alley where you're getting slurpy turpy.
Yeah.
It's called memory lane. It's
SH69,
420, and then memory lane.
Where you get the slurpy turpy.
Slurpy turpy.
And on the slurpy turpy street, they sell some fast food in the form of this DXQ, Dairy Queen.
Ooh, Dairy Queen.
Okay.
Tell me all you know about it.
Also, when they said they were going to ask you about this, I was like, I was sure that you hate it. You're going to shit on it because I love it. You always shit on stuff I love.
Oh, God.
When it comes to food and fast food.
All right, what is it? What are you?
Steak finger baskets.
We just need you to go down trip down memory lane.
That's delicious.
Lane.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
What do you know about Dairy Queen?
What do I know about Dairy Queen? I know they got blizzards there.
Oh, I love it.
What else comes to mind?
They turn them upside down and then they stay there.
Any of their slogans? This is insane.
That's what I like about Texas.
Okay, at least you had that one.
Wait, was there another one?
Yeah. DQ's the Texas stop sign.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I've heard Texas stop sign.
Yeah.
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 It's a classic one.
What does it mean?
It's the Texas.
Everybody pulls
it's red.
Over. Like,
it's red and white.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It stops.
That's good.
Yeah.
Everybody
what was that, the 90s
they go
or
to the bathroom.
I can't remember. Yeah.
I fucking love a Dairy Queen, dude.
Burrito, when was the first time you had Dairy Queen?
Good question. I mean, we used to stop there when we'd go down to see my grandparents. There was a couple on the way, so.
Oh.
We'd always stop. If it was late, like if we were leaving late, then that would be our dinner. You know, I'd usually get the steak finger basket.
Okay.
No, it's just.
Steak fingies.
Have you ever had that burger there?
The Hunger Buster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's thoughts. Fine. Prayers.
It's good. I like it. I haven't had one in a long time, but I remember it being.
You recall.
You
know,
you recall. You allege.
My memory lane serves me not well.
It's hard to think when you're getting sloppy toppy.
Slurpy turpy.
I think it's just dipping things in gravy is. Yeah.
That's what I like about Texas.
Exactly.
Like a dick?
Exactly.
I remember the Country Corner.
Country Corner?
It's a gas station.
Uh-huh.
And from what I remember, there's a DQ attached to it. And we would always stop there, like, during math trips.
Yeah, on the way back from wherever we were,
wherever
coming,
we were going.
It was getting back into town.
Did y'all have a stipend?
We had a per diem.
Per diem, I mean?
We would get some food sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we'd play in the little arcade machine that was there.
Uh-huh.
What was it?
I think
what
was there the was Raiden.
Oh, nice. Classic.
I think so, yeah. And, oh, there was a...
Oh, yeah, the gun.
There was a car game.
Wild Gunman?
No, like San Francisco 2049. Spy Hunter?
No, it was, yeah, something like that. Where you were like a little car and you like just go back and forth on the screen and up and back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of mobility. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then we'd get a Blizzard and then we'd get back on the bus, but we put the Blizzard
up your ass?
Underneath the tire
of the bus.
Of the bus.
What a waste of a Blizzard, dude.
It's not our money.
Yeah.
I know, but I want to eat it.
And then we'd look out
the
back.
We had
one. Oh.
We'd look out the back window.
Celebratory.
Uh-huh.
As the bus would drive it forward, and we'd see this Blizzard that was just
splatter pattern.
Splattered all over the ground.
Yeah.
And everyone would cheer. and then we'd go home.
Like, of course, that was, you that fucking nerds, dude. You athletic nerds.
Dude. Like, looking that's back fun. At that that's now, fun, that man. Really fucking sucks for the gas station attendant to clean that up. But then again, they're not cleaning that up. They're leaving it to the elements. You're right. They're leaving it to the elements.
Or just a water hose.
Or just
leave
it.
I don't think we started it. But I think
it was a tradition.
That's fine. That's a fun tradition.
It was a tradition, yeah.
I doubt they still do it.
Probably not.
I mean, what, 20 years later?
Wow.
What's stopping them, though?
Nothing's stopping them.
Kids are still kids.
The economy, yeah. This economy.
Is that their money?
Like, no, I bet. Like, I bet kids. I bet they have tour buses. I was gonna say their budgets got cut.
Coach USA, no.
Nah, they don't. They don't ride on school buses anymore.
The big yellow. Really? Big yellow. They riding with AC. They're riding with AC.
They're in conversion vans.
They do.
We didn't even have AC.
Bullshit.
Maybe it's the band. I don't know.
Yeah, the band.
Yeah, but they got boosters, dude.
Yeah, they got boosters. They got a whole...
Selling you world's think finest chocolate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. I had a little kid come up to me try to sell me that fucking bullshit, dude.
Is it still
a
dollar?
Kick rocks, bitch.
Is it still a dollar?
I don't think so, dude.
It's probably $2.
Do you remember when we had to sell those really long...
Peppermints.
No. Not Slim Jims.
Oh, yeah. Beef sticks. Yes.
I never heard of it.
Those were actually
like beef sticks.
Those were actually really easy to sell.
Yeah.
Kids love a gimmick.
Yeah.
Oh, the kids.
How long were those?
Like 3 feet.
Yeah, like 3 feet or something like that. They're huge.
What if you bought?
What if
some
we just
meat
forgot
that
to
was
cut
a yarn?
The Slim Jim. Yeah. What about a yard
long meat?
Meat? What would it be called? Meat by the yard.
The longest
yard meat.
Yard meat.
Yard meat.
It's got a pirate mascot.
Meat rope?
Meat rope. Meat rope. I like that.
It wasn't quite a rope, though.
Meat by the foot? You already said that, right?
He said meat by the yard, but meat by the foot's pretty good. 3 feet of meat. That's great.
3 feet of meat.
3 feet of meat, and that's it. All right, that was Double X Quantimino.
DXQ.
DXQ. That's what I like about
Lutea's Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio helped me diversify holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news.
Man in Texas smashes ancient museum artifacts worth millions.
Damn. Wait, so what was it? Like a blizzard?
What? Oh, a DQ blizzard?
Like a blizzard? Yeah, was it a DQ blizzard?
That was the artifact?
An ancient DQ blizzard?
Oh, wow. The very first blizzard that they preserved. No, it was like vases and shit from Mesopotamia.
What? Dude, what was that
so
doing?
Greco-Roman shit. It's worth $5 million because it's old.
Oh, I'm sorry. He destroyed the most boring part of any museum, the fucking vase section.
Ah, you think the vases are the most boring?
Yeah.
What's the most boring part of the museum,
Maybe
Burrito?
The painted pictures.
Ooh.
Like the entrance?
No, dude. Everything beyond
the gift shop.
The gift shop.
No, gift shop.
The gift shop.
No, gift shop sucks, man. I hate the gift shop.
That's where you get all the gemstones, man.
Everything is like
the replicas.
At least twice as much as you would pay for it on the open market.
Yeah, dude, but that's where you can get a little teddy bear with a Mona Lisa t-shirt.
You can get that on Amazon.com, and it can say your name.
Or that little finger cuff thing that, you know.
Your girlfriend?
Chinese finger cuff?
Yeah!
Everyone wants to put their dick into, but then they like realize it doesn't work.
Somebody listen.
Yeah, why would you keep saying that after he already fucking roasted you damn ass? Chinese finger trap? Bitch. Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, dude. Maybe the
what
vases
kind of dinky ass art museum gift shop are you going to?
No, they have that shit.
They have that shit.
Like the cheap shit.
Yeah,
for the kids. The kids.
They got stuff from Oriental Training Company.
Whoa.
They got stuff from Oriental Training Company that they're selling for $5 a pop.
Like space balls, bouncy balls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Chinese finger cuffs.
Yeah, vases, dude. I mean, come on, dude.
$5 million worth of vases. Because
that doesn't even make
that sounds like a made up number though.
Yeah, it's like, how are you going to pay somebody $5 million and they're going to have the exact same vase?
Ain't no one buying
it. But it's just insurance values.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Insurance values. Anyway.
Fucked on that.
Yeah, fuck the insurance. I don't give a shit.
How did he smash this stuff?
You got a metal chair?
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Just like went fucking WWE on these vases.
Like the chair that the security guard normally sits in?
Uh-huh.
Damn.
Anyway, he got mad at his girlfriend.
Yeah, well,
he took it out on the museum?
Uh-huh.
Well, now he got real. Did he throw it at her and she ducked?
I don't think so. I don't think she could have.
Do we know how much of a bitch she was being?
Story is surprisingly incomplete.
Oh, okay. So they don't talk about
that.
It's crazy that they talk about
this guy going nuts.
This is the reaction
smashing
to the
$5 million worth of vases.
This is a focus piece on mental health.
Well, it just goes to show that some women can just get under your skin to make you do crazy shit, dude.
This is crazy.
That's
shit.
That's a real story.
It'd be crazier if he took that chair to her face.
Whoa,
that would have been crazier.
This is
you
better.
Don't think so?
This is better.
This is better.
She could have saved those vases
if she would have just been.
Yeah, here's the crazy part. If he hit her with a chair and broke every bone in her face, that wouldn't be $5 million.
Nope. She might think so. She
the
might
collateral
say,
damage caused here was
on an economic level
was more.
He's really fucking everybody.
Yeah. A societal level, yes.
Yeah,
but he's not as much of a bad guy.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Well, I don't think you can use a chair to the face as, quote, course correction.
It's an option, not the right option, but there should be more options.
Look, you said no bad ideas.
How about prevention, guys?
You said no bad ideas.
Prevention.
Yeah, let's talk about it first, then chair to the face.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of criminals, dude.
Arrested Arizona penis man claims there are more penis men like him.
Jesus.
We are all penis men.
Is that what he said?
Look, guys, you might think sitting at home that you're the only penis man.
So this is what this
guy
did.
But we're here to tell you, we're all penis men.
So you're going
to
tell us what he did and you're going to tell us what the fuck a penis man is?
We're all penis man.
We're all penis, comma, man. He doesn't like to use commas.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so what did he do and what is a penis man?
All he does is spray paint the name penis man in the form of vandalism.
Jesus Christ.
And supposedly there's like this whole
he might be Jesus
league
Christ.
Of people that do this. Like, they're in their own little 50-member Reddit
league,
group or something.
Extraordinary League of Penis Men.
r/penis men. Or
I bet it is r/penis
like
man.
And they just tag it and take pictures.
Is this a bit? If he's just doing a bit, this is great, dude.
It is a bit.
Okay, so you don't think he's crazy?
Oh.
I don't think he's crazy.
He's just being a goof?
I don't think he's crazy.
Is this,
I think
are these
he's
goofs?
Penis man.
Yeah. You know when guys just get way too goofy for their own good, and sometimes it can be over the border.
This is not.
That's hella goofy, man.
Penis Man Appreciation Society. You got a Twitter page, 860 followers in Tempe, Arizona.
Oh,
we
wow.
could go. We could find this, man.
We gotta find penis man.
Oh, look, they have Penis Girl too.
Oh, Penis Equality.
That's pretty nice.
Penis Quality.
Maybe they appreciate
fuck
the word
cops,
penis more than
man. I don't know why fuck all cops are on there.
I think it was just a little bonus. Live, laugh, loot.
Speaking of penises,
oh yeah,
Florida man and woman crash into FedEx truck during sex act.
Which one? Which truck? Sex act?
Yeah, what sex act? A blowjob?
Roadhead.
Dude, that's got to be the worst.
It does not say, but
yeah, his pants are down.
Oh, that might be a girl.
I think it was ball play because it ended with nearly castrating him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think she almost bit his dick off because it was inside of her mouth.
No, castrating. His balls were in her mouth.
Sure. You're trying to find a video of her sucking his dick?
Yeah, I wonder if they put it in here, dude.
Yeah. I mean, that would be fucking quality-ass reporting. Holy shit.
God, dude. Yeah, this is wild, man. I mean, you got to be careful out there, guys. I mean, I'm not going to tell you not to do it because it is an exhilarating way to get your...
You're part of the danger zone, Brian?
Yeah, I'm not...
It takes the highway
I've never
to the
really
danger
done
zone.
It. I mean,
really?
Back when I was
But
like,
if you were given the option for some moving vehicle roadhead...
Yeah. I'm
Here's
not
the
like...
Thing. It's
okay.
not that comfortable.
It probably isn't, but I will just say that I don't think I've ever like closed my eyes during head.
I close.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
So maybe I haven't really been sucked in a good way because I'm
only for a moment.
But I think I can see, dude. I think I can watch
you
the
need
road.
To sit your little 60 down.
My dreams flash before my eyes in curiosity.
Wow, that like.
Was dissonant.
In the wind. Come in the wind.
I mean, kinda.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like that they dragged.
She survived, honestly.
It's hilarious they dragged in FedEx.
Wait, what about. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is this an ad?
Is this cross promotion?
Is this an ad?
Yeah.
FedEx. Yeah, just be careful out there, guys. Don't die for nuts, dude. People die for nuts.
Look, I think man's quest.
Yeah.
And his progress has been achieved on the backs of his forefathers dying for nut.
Yeah, but there's
advancement.
No, but even then, dude, this is like, okay, back in the day, it's like, yeah, you're going to like go to war. You're going to do like things that make sense to get like.
You're going to war to get pussy.
Yes.
He's right.
But this is the equivalent is like someone that's like fucking someone on the edge of a cliff, like cavemen. And she's like, the only way I'm going to suck your dick is if we're on the very, like half of your ass is hanging off the cliff. That's kind of like what this is. It's not the same as just like doing crazy
shit. You figure out a way to have like hella balance and you do it.
And then
now your progeny has hella balance because you fucking mastered that.
I mean, you're not wrong about that.
The other dudes that fell off the cliff that she only half sucked their dick, they're out of the gene pool.
What a succubus this woman, dude.
Well, she's...
She keeps sucking guys' dicks off cliffs.
Off of cliffs. It's insane, but that's why we're here. That's why we got the internet, and that's why we got Facebook.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
Thank you, cave lady, for half sucking some dudes' dicks off of the cliff of an edge. Edge of a cliff. She edged them!
It might
she
also
edged
be
humanity.
Why we have Florida.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
She be, huh?
I said it might also be why we have Florida.
Yeah.
She be sucking that guy's python.
Uh-oh.
His transfer snake.
Or his python.
employees at Sonic Drive-In call police to report python in kitchen. Can I just say...
Get the fuck out of here.
Go ahead.
The cops? This is for the cops?
Call police to report python in kitchen. Yeah, I mean, they're calling the wrong guy. What I was thinking when I first heard this was that Arthur finally got pissed off, dude. Mm-hmm. Went down to Sonic to tell them that they've been slipping. Takes his damn fucking python out of his goddamn pants.
A trouser snake.
And they call the police on his damn snake, dude. Okay, let's go. Let's move on.
Damn.
That's the only reason
I brought
that
in. Brian, I mean, I'm a forgiving type for your neighbor, man.
What do you mean?
I forgive Sonic.
Oh, you do? Okay, that's nice. Yeah.
He doesn't hold the hate in his heart.
That's good. Hey, man, guys, I apologize for just wanting to...
Bring that whole Sonic story to talk about a dick joke?
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't see the dick joke.
Well, I'm just saying what I was... You're the python.
You're the cock is the python that went into Sonic. Slithering on Sonic's floor.
Yeah.
And they call the cops on your dick.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh my God, that literally has to be a python.
Yeah, because your dick is so huge, dude.
Yeah, and it slithers.
Dude, do you get it?
Get
your dick is huge.
Like some people call penises trouser snakes, you know, and a type of snake is a python. Maybe ball python would be great.
And it has teeth.
There it is.
Yeah.
Penisata gentata or dentata. Penis dentata.
I'm not understanding any of this. Are you, burrito?
Look, all I'm saying is that you got a huge fucking piece, dude. Burrito's you also like, have a beef with Sonic, so you went down there. You said, you know
Sonic.
What? Fuck you. You guys can suck on my fucking python. You pull it out of your pants. It's slithering on the ground. Everyone gets pissed off and they call the cops.
That's
surreal,
Brian.
It'd be funny if you say that. It'd be funny if you go into Sonic bust in there. You can suck on my python. You unzip your pants. A
this
fucking
is surreal.
Python comes out.
Yeah.
A real python comes out and starts
yeah,
slithering.
Like, well, what'd you think
of I'm the snake man! Yeah, we knew you had a trench coat.
I'm the snake man.
Yeah, we knew you had a trench coat. That said snake man.
Penis man.
Snake man.
Oh, snake man.
Anyway.
Anyways. That's how you know you're ending DXQ on a bang is when I say anyways.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese railway ticket clerk. Despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at keeping track of his Chuck E. Cheese ticket stash. So grab your Suica card and hey, Burrito, stop groping the headlines. This is Burrito's Nippo News. Segment within a segment. Segment within a segment.
At first I thought you were talking about groping at Chuck E. Cheese, man.
No.
No.
You're talking about something else.
He's talking about groping on the train, buddy.
Oh, you're okay.
Train.
What's that thing called? It's, frotting?
Frotting.
Frotting.
Frotting?
Frotting.
I believe that is the term for rubbing yourself up against someone on a train.
Frotting.
Oh.
Is frotting pleasurable?
Wait, I might be thinking of something
else. It's a voyeur category.
No, I'm sorry. Frotting is when you rub your cock against another cock.
Okay,
my bad.
I didn't think
that
could be.
That
guy has two dicks in one hand.
Wait, what?
That guy has two dicks in one hand.
In a bushel? One hand in a bushel?
He's got two dicks in one hand.
What do you mean?
Bushel.
See? That's
like
his thumb.
God's vagina.
He's got both their dicks in his hand.
Oh, yeah. He's because you got to hold
Twin
them together.
Jack.
You got to hold the dicks together so they don't. Because otherwise, they'll go like this. And
yeah. The dicks slide like laterally as well as horizontally.
Okay. So, anyways, you guys talk about that, and I'll try to figure out
what
the term is.
We'll keep looking at dick pics.
What the term is.
There were a lot of dick pics.
Rubbing.
I still got my Suica card.
Oh, do you? I think I still do as well.
Tell us what a Suica card is.
It's like a little metal card that you can load money on.
Because credit cards aren't common. They use cash most of the time, right?
Yeah, this is specifically for the train.
Oh, I see.
But you can use it in like some vending machines for the train. And stuff like that.
Yeah. This makes things a little bit easier. Yeah.
All right. That's exciting.
It is crazy that they're so cash-based, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
But yeah, I think this week it's the one with the little penguin on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's their mascot. Anyway.
Frotterism. Frotterism is a paraphilic interest in rubbing, usually one's pelvic area or erect penis, against a non-consenting person for sexual pleasure.
Non-consenting person or maybe a drywall?
Now we're talking. Wait, did I talk about that on here?
Yeah, you've talked about that.
Okay, yeah, drywall play.
Drywall play.
Or a toy plane.
Huh.
What?
What?
Call back to last episode.
Oh, yeah, the lady in her toy plane. She had a boing-oing.
She wanted to marry her.
She wanted to marry.
Oh, yeah.
And you said true.
She's cute.
You're like, I want to be a toy plane.
Yeah.
Brian is a toy plane.
I'll be a toy plane.
Yeah,
a
what if, like, what plane. If, okay, here's the thing. Yeah. She says, yes, she's going to go out with you, but you got to act like a toy plane the entire time.
What do I do? I'm just like...
That's what I'm asking you. What do you do? Choo-choo? You come with choo-choo? Oh, man, choo-choo. You're getting nary a crumb.
It's an air train. It's an air train, dude.
You just want to run an air train.
Fuck.
Give him something to talk about.
Do you think she'd like to fuck a on a plane or just a plane?
I think it's the plane part.
Be the plane.
Yeah, she wants to fuck the plane.
I think it was like a Boeing 747 or something.
The only one to join the Mile High Club by fucking the plane, dude.
Yeah.
That's a joke right there, dude.
Yeah, but you're the plane.
Man, this bitch, the only woman ever joined the Mile High Club by fucking the plane.
He wrong.
Anyway.
Okay, back to trains.
Yeah, let's go back to trains, guys. And automobiles. Do go choo-choo.
Yeah, let's go choo-choo.
There's a set of 4,368 train tickets that are going on sale to commemorate Japan Railway's 150th anniversary.
Isn't that crazy that trains have been around for 150 years?
That is wild.
Just the Japan Railway has been around for 150
years. I'm just saying in general, so this is like the minimum. They've been around for a minimum of 150 years.
Yeah, exactly. One ticket for every station. There's 4,300 stations in total.
Wow.
These tickets come in like a nice display case. It's like six binders, so you can, you know, flip through them and stuff.
It sounds expensive.
I got a golden ticket.
It
you want us to guess? Hold on.
Yeah, ha, 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 ha.
50, 100?
No, I was going to say like $15 a ticket.
No.
I'd
say like 15,000 yen.
Yeah, 150 bucks.
I'll go with that.
They are real tickets, so you can use them.
Oh. Well, I mean, like, yeah. I mean, like, $3 per ticket makes sense.
No, it's 4,368 tickets. So it's like 2 cents a ticket or something.
I mean, if it was $3.
What's one ride, like 70 cents, so like 250 bucks, 300 bucks?
I mean, if it was $3 a ticket, that'd be $13,000.
Well, then it's not $3 a ticket, okay?
How much, burrito?
It is $5,400.
$5,400.
Oh, that's like a little more than a dollar a ticket.
Yeah.
But damn.
Damn.
It's limited to 250 seats. So
sold
only
out.
Serious train enthusiasts need to apply.
I'm sure it's sold out.
Oh, for
sure. Train nerds.
250 seats and they're like $5,000.
People with autism.
If it's available, buy it right now.
Yeah.
What is that, over $1 million? Yeah.
No, I guess, yeah.
$1.25 million.
That's a lot. They're raising some money.
People who love trains, dude, love trains more than anyone loves anything.
Yeah. How about that lady in her plane?
Well, yeah.
She wanted to marry it.
That's true.
It says admission tickets range from 130 yen to 200 yen.
There it is. There's the answer to the question nobody asked.
Exactly. So if you want to be a train otaku, get
this is your chance. One in 250. Man, I bet these sell out like fucking fast.
I'm sure the resale value on that thing is crazy, dude.
I bet you could double up your money right now.
Yeah.
And then we got people all over the world, dude. Just train enthusiasts. Even they'll say, well, one day I'll go to Japan and use these. But I think
no, they would never use them.
I guess they don't even need to. They won't even think like that. They'll be like,
I think some people would use them. They would drive the rarity up.
What if, okay, the first person does use them all?
But what does that get you other than 4,368?
Also clout, dude.
Clout.
Stamped.
I guess.
Stamped.
How long would that take you, though, if you did a ride a day and take years?
Well, I mean, you could get more than one in.
You'd probably
have to map the ultimate optimal path.
Yeah. You don't have much time because they do expire.
What? Come on.
So to actually go through all of it,
that's a fucking cool-ass challenge, man.
Yeah.
Like, if you could spawn a whole YouTube channel on this.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a lot of videos.
Yeah.
Usingmydickets.com.
Usingmydickets.com.
I accidentally said Dickets, but
works.
I went with it.
I mean, like, if you had 6 weeks, do you think you could do it in 6 weeks? That's 42 days. That's 100 train rides a day.
No fucking way. Time would not allow you to have that.
Do you think it's possible? How long are these tickets valid for?
There's
6 months?
There's not 100 trains. I guess you could. You just keep getting on.
I think you made the limitation of 6 weeks.
But these train tickets
are good for a year.
It's for each station, right, Burrito? That's why there's that specific number?
It's for each station.
Yeah, but they all connect.
What if you got this train ticket set, but you had to use them all?
You had to use them all. Your life depended on it?
You got paid $100,000 to use them all.
Oh, snap.
Or
now there's a reward.
You have to pay the face value.
Oh,
that's worth the gamble.
Hold on.
Get paid $100,000 if I use them all?
Yeah.
You have to pay the value.
But
if it's my job to do that, then and I'm getting paid $100,000 for it, hell yeah.
Well, yeah, but like if you think about it, you could make a thing out of it. And it could ultimately be worth $100,000.
Because anyone attempting the full tour of all JR stations with their new purchase should bear in mind that the tickets are admission tickets to the station only.
Oh, so it doesn't even give you...
Yeah, it says you'll need to set some money aside for actual fares if you plan to hop on
a
train.
There's admission.
I didn't know
tickets?
There was admission.
Just to get in?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
That's fucking
I guess,
stupid.
Like, wow.
Suck my dick.
That makes it way more expensive to do
suck
this.
Suck my freaking ass.
Yeah.
Frot him.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, frot my damn ass.
Frot his ass with the front of your penis still sheathed in your khakis.
And guess what? Yeah, I'll pretend like I don't consent, but we all know I do.
Yeah, so you can do
bitch.
It.
Speaking of spending money on stuff you don't need.
Of course.
There's a portable shower.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, wow.
Backpack.
Golden shower?
Backpack.
Could be. Very easily. Very easily could be.
That's a new product.
How would we make it a golden shower?
Well, you have to pee in it, I guess.
Wow. 20 liters
of piss.
And then you pump it up, dude.
It sells for $61 US.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool.
I bet it sucks.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
get two reviews right now.
Only two?
I guess only two people have got
purchased this.
It holds 20 liters.
Yeah.
It says high-capacity outdoor shower.
If you're going camping or something, dude, I mean, just if it keeps the water in and like, it doesn't leak or anything like that, this is kind of...
How often do you got to keep pumping it?
I'm not sure, but you wear it on your back.
If you could pump it one time...
It's got a little foot pedal.
And, like, hang out with it.
You pump it.
That could be fun.
With your foot.
Just hanging out with... What do you mean?
Like, you know, you just, like, it's hot outside and you're just, like, camping, like you said, just, like, douse yourself.
I don't know if it needs to have a backpack involved. Like, why do I need to walk around with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But whatever.
I guess if you're hiking?
Yeah, if you're hiking.
You can hike to
take a shower
someplace.
On Kilimanjaro, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
A shower on Kilimanjaro.
I know. I just think it's funny that you can wear a shower on your back.
Yeah.
That's
back
funny.
Shower. That is funny. Back shower is hilarious.
Back shower.
I think Art's done with the back shower story.
Anyway.
I was never here. Hey, yeah. You left the room. If you would have been here, dude, for the build-up to back shower, you would not be talking shit, dude.
You'd be screaming shit.
Where'd you go? Where'd you go, dude? J-Mark, don't cut this. Where'd you go?
Becky was calling me.
Oh, dude. You talking about Becky McFly? You better not be talking about Becky McFly, dude.
Backdoor Becky McFly?
Yeah, backdoor dude, you better McFly. Not.
It was...
Okay, yeah, she gets boofed on a subway. Very funny, guys.
She gives you something to talk about, as they called it back in the day.
Give them something, man.
That's what they used to say back in the day. What'd you guys end up doing? Well, you know, I gave him something to talk about.
We gave him something.
Which
you know
boofing.
That's not the first
time. Just boofing.
Wait, Becky, are you talking about getting boofed on the subway? Did you get boofed on the subway again? That's what it means.
That's what it exactly. That's the exact definition of something to talk about.
I gave him something to talk about.
Becky, I wish you would stop saying that.
I gave him something.
Is
like,
this is her special move, her super move. Yeah. Why are we in a subway? Let's go. Okay, this is pretty sweet.
Honestly, Becky, you got to stop doing that. You got to stop going to subways and getting booped.
Yeah, I mean, the employees at subways have had enough.
Oh, wait, have we confirmed? Are you talking about the Subway sandwich shop?
It's any Subway, all Subway.
I thought it was a Subway train.
Submarine?
Oh.
Wait, what?
It's a subway train where Becky's getting booed.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Or a Subway sandwich shop.
Buy a Subway sandwich?
No, like buy the sneeze guards, but add a Subway sandwich.
Well, at that point, it's not just keeping sneezes out.
Cheese guards.
Cheese guards. Yeah, okay. All right, guys, enough talking about Becky, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, she's a whore. Who cares?
Blind fighters only at Street Fighter V esports tournament to be held in Tokyo.
See, this is not that much of a challenge because I've seen a lot of documentaries where like a blind swordsman just like killing everybody. So it's just like, okay, man, I get it. You guys can do stuff blind and stuff. So.
Oh, you can play piano.
This is a Street Fighter V tournament with all the competitors are blind, with all but one being blind from birth.
Are they are they doing button smashing or what is it
button
called?
Button mashing.
Button mashing.
Do they have vibration controls for proximity? How does this work?
I don't know how.
I guess there's,
I think
there's
just
sound.
Play?
Neuralink.
Oh,
it says the game they'll be playing isn't music, rhythm game, or platformer because it's obviously it's Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they can't like memorize anything.
I'm watching some of the stream.
They're not specially designed for blind players either.
You can watch like the competition. I guess they streamed it. Mm-hmm. And like I will say that the first couple punches, They don't really.
They don't land.
Not land.
Yeah. So it takes a little bit. There's a little bit of a
location. Got to get some location going on.
I feel like they would still be able to beat me though.
Oh, for sure.
I'm not very good at Street Fighter. Yeah, I suck at Street Fighter.
I mean, blind nerds are still nerds. Dude.
Don't discount yourself, Burrito.
Even worse at Sake Fighter.
I think
you'd
kick their asses.
Yeah. You know how much sake
and if you don't kick their asses on Street Fighter, you'll kick their asses in the street.
That's right. That's right, dude.
You're not afraid just because they can't see? They can still fight, right?
Ask
they still
them why they're fists. Filming you.
They can still be violent.
Sure. Beat their blind asses.
I guess I could just take my glasses off and I'd be right there with them.
Hey, yeah. Okay, you know what? Let's make this a fair fight. That was the news.
Guess that's become a trope.
Like, that's giving them something to talk about?
Becky on the subway.
My mom just
doesn't
getting her ass rammed on a subway car.
Someone like your mom. Mom.
Like the Matchbox 20 album.
Something like your mom?
No, something or someone like you. Yeah. Come on, help me out here.
When you're gone.
That might be on there.
Maybe it's time to let go.
Those aren't the words.
I don't know the words.
Don't fucking.
The album's called Yourself or Someone Like You.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you remember the cover since we were talking about album covers earlier? Don't look it up!
Wait, okay, is there like a little guy on it?
It's not a little guy, it's just like a dude's head. A picture of a guy.
Who is this?
Matchbox 20.
No. Is it orange?
No.
Did they have an orange one?
It's like a drab color.
Did they have an orange one?
Could have been on orange vinyl. I don't know.
No. Like
there is a guy.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember that cover now?
Oh yeah, everybody knows that cover.
I was thinking of the Mad Season.
How would you describe that cover?
The guy with like a fucking old football helmet.
Fat pilot.
Yeah, fat pilot.
Sad fat pilot.
I think he's a welder.
Oh, is that the Matchbox 20?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know cover? Sad fat pilot?
Yeah.
Sad fat pilot.
Fat
yeah,
sad
yeah,
pilot.
Yeah.
Pilot.
Yeah.
She said it's hot.
That's exactly how I would describe that album cover.
Fat pilot.
I think I have that album.
We all did. We all do.
What's your job still do? What's the beer song, Burrito?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Let's play that beer song real quick.
Hold on. Let me look at the track listing
so it doesn't get flagged.
Okay. You stop me when it's the beer song.
We got Push.
Real World. That's a good one. Long Day. 3 a.m.
It's 3 a.m. and I must be lonely.
Push, Girl Like That, Back to Good. 2 is the number 2. Damn, Argue, Cody with a K.
Hey, is the only song I know on here 3 a.m.?
You don't know.
I wanna what it's like to be a rainmaker.
What is that
is
one?
That Real on World. That What's album? That?
Oh, Real World. Okay.
And then waiting I wanna push you around. See, come on,
yeah,
dude.
I will. Yeah, I will. I wanna take you for granted.
So not in the nickel box. We've established that.
No, dude.
Yeah, push is a good dude. Song. Girl like yeah, that's push. A good song.
Girl like that. That's his beer
so
song.
So you're not really What's about the like beer that? Songs. About the singles.
I feel like this album, I would listen all the way up to like Back to Good or Damn.
Yeah, that looks pretty
good. And
then
I probably got tired.
Dude, this brings me back, dude.
You seem to like this.
He wonders what it's like to be a rainmaker.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, we're talking 98, dude. 98 was a great year for me, dude.
How were the lows back then?
This came out in 96.
Was it 96? Well, I guess...
Wow.
He didn't catch on until later.
Yeah, and like...
It came to him at 98.
But Real World...
At the right time.
But Real World, the music video was playing in 98, I think. Because we got MTV in 98. Mm-hmm.
Were you also in love, Brian? And how were the loads then?
I don't think I was popping loads at that point.
15?
I wasn't 15. I was 11.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was a late bloomer. We're talking 13 before my first nut.
13 before your first nut?
Yeah,
I can't even recall my first nut.
It
was so long ago.
It was so terrifying.
It was so long ago.
I was so terrified of it coming out of my dick that I will never forget.
I don't think I had that issue. Maybe I did. Maybe it was like, I know what you're talking about, where there's that like edge of discovery type thing. You're like, what's going on? What's past this? I have no idea what's past this.
I thought it could be, it was like, is this going
to
be
it
blood?
It feels like something's going to come out.
And guess what? Something does.
Yeah, and it's cum.
That's why it's called cum.
Yeah, because it just comes out.
Yeah, it's called cum.
For a reason.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
And this is what I have for lunch.
What I have for lunch?
Not come.
No, sir.
Boomchi.
I
gave good head. Clues about this before, and it was like marinated meats.
Fajita?
Tortillas, yes.
Fajitas. Nice. Oh, did you?
Dang, girl. You're like a fajita bitch. Yeah. You making these yourself, or are you buying these on the market?
For catering, man, and it blew me out of the water.
Wow.
Was it sizzling?
Although, nowadays, I'm not a fan of like... Yeah, did it come out
in a sizzling platter?
No, it was catered, so like already in the foil containers to be transported.
Was it from Lupe Tortilla?
I don't even know.
Have they upped their prices as well as...
I didn't pay for this.
That's how you do it, man.
Have you ever paid for catering?
I feel like...
He's never paid for fajitas.
I can't pay for fajitas anymore.
He's never paid for fajitas.
I don't think I've ever... it's always like my parents paid for it or something. I don't think I've ever paid for fajitas either.
Wow.
But when I was a kid, it was always exciting when someone would like... They would walk through the restaurant with a sizzling platter.
You just wanted to get it to be an asshole. You're like, I want to do that.
Then you find out that the meat's all tough and chewy. You're like, what the fuck
did I just
pay for?
I mean, it's
pretty good. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Compared to like real
not
beef,
at Chili's, yeah,
it's just like cheap.
I like fajita beef.
You do it at home, it's pretty good.
I feel still like Chili's didn't use a skirt steak. It feels like it was like just another one of their steaks that they had on the shelf.
Just a steak,
which is pretty good.
It's possible,
is what you're saying, or you're saying it's worse?
I mean, it's worse.
Less
really?
Traditional.
You think
if it's a sirloin versus a skirt steak.
Yeah, I prefer a skirt steak.
If you want fajitas.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a different experience altogether. It's like...
Sirloin's tougher.
The texture.
You guys ever wonder what it's like to be the head honcho?
I mean, do you want a real... Arthur, do you really want to... You want me to answer that?
I
want to
hear it from your heart, Brian.
Ask me again.
All right. Do you know what it's like to be the head honcho?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do I want to? Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I feel like it would suck. If you had to be in charge of fucking everything, holy shit.
I got a question.
Yes.
I got a fajita question.
Burrito!
I've always wondered, is a fajita a skirt steak or flank steak? And are those different things? Or
is it chuck? It could be chuck. It could be cube.
I think it's skirt, and I believe they are different things. I think it's how it's cut off the cow.
Yeah.
Like
so
one's like
the
further
flank,
up the ribs, and the other one's a little bit further down.
Okay. Yeah. I believe that's how it goes.
To a very large mammal in which we consume its flesh.
I think
flesh.
You can use them both in fajitas.
Probably.
You know, the way of the buffalo.
This is our new poster.
We need
an Angus beef chart.
Yeah, we need a
for
meat
as much
section.
As we talk about meats,
like the cuts of beef and where the things are located.
I know what the cover is. It's a human being. But...
Yeah!
Oh,
long
pig. Like this.
Yeah.
It's
long pig. Holy shit, dude. That would be pretty fucking badass. I bet somebody's already done it.
We just call this show long pig.
Wait, check this out, dude. The skirt steak and the flank steak are in the same cut.
Wow.
They're in the short plate is what it's called. Short plate.
Yeah, but it's different
it's
sections.
It's not the same cut, though, right? Better. There's like a left side and a right side, maybe. Yeah.
No, it's like for upper, up inside down. Or outside, I think.
Okay.
All right.
But
whichever
they're labeled
has,
differently.
Like closer.
They're
has,
separated.
Probably has
they're
more
not synonymous.
Fat. Yeah.
What? This ground beef right here?
It's don't a, put a hole in it.
It's a pile of ground beef and there's a hole. Someone dipped in there, dude.
Someone's like, you know what? This ground beef needs a little dick.
Maybe it's Kobe.
No, I think they do that so that you know it's a...
Ground?
Formable.
Okay.
Yeah. Around my damn dick.
West Burrito, what'd you have for lunch?
Boomchi.
Yes.
I cheated on Quiznos.
Oh! You had something to talk about.
Was it Subway?
Boomchi. Friday the 13th?
What the fuck are you talking
Jason.
About?
You had Reese's Pieces.
Hockey Friday Man. The
13th.
You're getting there, Gemini.
Jason's Deli.
Jason's Deli.
That was a great clue.
That's better. Ding, 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 ding. That's better than quizzes.
Did you have a muffalata?
You had a club. You had a club.
I had the California Club.
California Club. They got a good one.
Did you get the manager special or just the California Club?
I got the manager special. Yeah, you did. So I got fruit with
tortilla
it.
Tortilla soup. Oh, fruit.
Yeah, I got the fruit.
Cocktail fruit.
The tortilla soup is pretty good there.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I like it.
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
It's garbage.
Have you ever had it?
Shit comes out of a can. It's just they throw
chips in
there.
No, it doesn't. Comes in a bag.
Comes in the bag.
I've seen them pour it out of the bag.
Burrito, was the soft serve machine working, and did you indulge?
I didn't because I wasn't feeling that great.
Did you take a mad shit after you
Have you guys ever just gone into Jason's Deli to get a cone?
Nah, I took it. I took one before.
Yes,
and that's why I felt like shit.
Of course I have.
While I was
there.
Sometimes I just go into stores and take their candy.
Who's gonna stop them?
Yeah.
Yeah, stop me, bitch.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? Like, not let me eat here? Well, I wasn't gonna.
But you're gonna tell us what you have for lunch, Gemini Jackson.
Boom-chi. Clean.
You got sushi.
Mm.
No.
Salad.
Boom-chi not usually associated with clean.
Huh. Mm. You had hot dogs.
No.
Mm.
You had rice.
There was rice. One component.
Pilaf?
No. Just plain white rice.
Pilaf.
But the main dish is boom-chi.
Fish?
I think Art hates it. But he likes it.
Oh,
I think he hates it.
Like asparagus?
But he likes it. No.
It's a meat?
This specific, you like the dish, but this specific
is this
preparation.
Is overpriced grilled cheese sandwich?
It's not grilled cheese, but it is overpriced. Boom-chi. Brian also knows this stuff is overpriced.
Is it chicken fried steak?
You have it in the name. Not fried steak.
Chicken carbonara?
Not carbonara. You had two.
And rice?
Chicken fried chicken.
Not chicken fried chicken. Just take the first chicken off.
Fried chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, you had overpriced fried chicken?
From where?
T32. Tumble?
Not Tumble.
Tumble?
Specific to Brian.
Oh.
He's overpaid for this chicken.
Golden Chick?
No. You never overpay for Golden Chick.
Popeyes?
No.
What the?
It's a special event chicken.
Special event?
It's like across
KBBQ.
The street.
KBBQ.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, what is it?
Like
Korean barbecue.
Street.
Korean fried chicken.
Yeah.
I think it's all in the same.
Oh, like it's like little wings?
It's like twice kinda. Fried chicken
yeah.
wings.
Yeah.
Or whole chicken.
Whole chicken or fried chicken wings. You've had it. It's across
it's
the street.
Very well yeah. prepared.
You took your friend there.
Yeah.
And they like nibbled and
right.
cast aside.
They left so much
there
fucking meat
is,
on
Hawk.
The bones.
There
okay.
It is.
Break it out.
All right. Okay. Boom-chi. I got an Elgin.
You got sausage.
Yeah. I went with my chicken friend.
Oh, yeah.
Or the one that I got the Korean barbecue with, or barbecue chicken.
So you guys are still friends?
Barely, dude.
All right.
And then, so we went.
Did he just eat the inside of the hot dog?
Right. Well, I also got, so I got some sausage.
He left slices of brisket
on
the plate.
But I also got something else. It was at a meat market.
Brisket?
No. I should have, but I was cheap.
Ribs.
Oh.
Yeah, some pork ribs.
Uh-huh.
And, so he got one rib. I got another rib. Guess how much?
Two ribs?
Just the ribs?
Two pork ribs.
$11.99.
$8. $11.99 for two pork.
Over just, 12. It was 12 something.
Just damn. Two pork ribs?
And they were small, too.
No, they were pretty big, but that's still
it's
too
still
much.
Pork
that's
ribs.
Insane.
Still pork ribs.
Wow, dude.
It was by the half pound, so
that
I guess two,
that
two
makes
ribs
sense.
Was over.
If it was half pound, $25
easy.
A pound is
so
easy money for
I'm
barbecue.
I'm trying. I paid for it. It wasn't his idea. We were just going to go home. I was like, no, let's get some. We're here. Let's get some sausage. So I bought some more stuff.
Could have had each other's sausage instead.
Would have been cheaper. At least $12 cheaper. You might have come out on top, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
A little $5 slurpy turpy action.
Yeah.
So I was like, sausage. $5 foot long.
Actually, I mean, it's. I don't know if it's. Irrelevant or not, if it's relevant or not, but he does have a huge cock, this guy.
Wow.
just for the record. But anyways,
put the record show.
This is why you go out with him so often.
He's trying to catch that big dick energy.
I don't think so, man. It wouldn't fit in my ass even if I tried.
I bet it would. Don't sell yourself short. I bet it would.
Don't knock it till you try it.
All right. But anyways, I was like, I was buying lunch, and I was sitting there, and I was like, dude, stop being the cheap ass. If you buy him lunch, it's up to him whether or not he's going to eat it or not, right? Kind of.
Yeah, but
isn't that the thing that you're supposed to do?
The polite thing for it would be for him to eat most of it.
No, that is.
But you can't really take their intentions into it. If you have the intention to buy them food,
right? It's
what they do with the food is irregardless of whatever you do.
Irregardless, indeed.
But you can take it to go if they don't want it. Right?
Yes.
Don't eat off their food.
I would clean it up or I would take it with me. That's just me. If I were him.
That's fine.
So I'm trying not to like be a dickhead.
A lot of people don't view food from a position of scarcity.
I know.
Like your friend with the huge cock.
I know, but he knows.
Yeah, he's got enough dick to be like, you know what? I'm done.
There's enough
if
meat.
I was
always
hungry,
meat to
I could see my own cock.
If I eat any more meat, my dick's going to get way bigger.
And I won't be able to walk.
But dude, he knows how expensive. Look, if I knew how expensive this fucking pork. I'm being a cheap ass, I know. But
wait,
if I knew, I would,
let
I would
me guess
eat all
the bill
of it.
Amount. So it was like two guys going to get some barbecue paid by the half pound. I bet you spent a good $50-$60.
No, I didn't get that crazy. It was kind of a snack. So it was just like a couple.
I thought you each
rigs and a couple links.
Yeah, a couple links, couple ribs. And
small
and a drink.
Plates.
Like $35-$40.
Yes.
Bunch of wussies.
It's about
still it was $40.
$36.
Still
yeah.
$40. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get onto it, but I did like throw away the food.
Oh,
I took I took all
you
the, to the trash.
You pocketed.
I ate the rest of the pork rib he didn't
there
eat.
There you go.
So that was my middle ground to be cheap, to not like yell at him or not to say anything about it. And I just ate it myself.
Well,
that's
at least it got consumed.
You paid
right?
for it.
I paid for it.
Yeah, that is also the same edge of the sword is if they're not going to eat it, you're entitled to eat it.
Yeah.
Right?
But I also didn't even want to say, hey, can I eat that? Because I didn't want.
No, because you don't have to. You already paid for it.
So you were just
true.
Staring at that ribby wouldn't
was,
eat
I was
the
like,
whole
don't
time.
Say, I was like, don't
like,
say anything
is he ever
going
to eat this?
You're like looking at it as
hey,
the temperature's
you ready to
falling.
Go? Hey, let me go ahead and take care of this. And while he's at the trash can, he's like.
Yeah. Basically,
nice dude.
But anyway,
you could have shamed him into it.
I know, but I didn't want to. I don't. I'm trying not
you
to
rib shame him.
That's what real friends do.
I've been out to eat with Gemini, and he's been like, "You gonna eat that? That's the most expensive part."
That's exactly what I was thinking because he was eating like he was eating mac and cheese first.
Like a bitch.
He was eating the
you're
bread.
You're filling up on filler.
Yes. Yeah.
Potato
skipping
salad.
The main event. You're eating bread.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, the free bread?
No, you're eating Wonder Bread. Eat the fucking rib, bitch.
Fucking Wonder Bread.
Yeah, it is. It's just like Wonder Bread by the crates.
Yeah. In fact, they give you that for free.
They give
because
you a whole
pay
loaf.
So much for the meat.
Yeah.
They can give you a fucking $1
bread
loaf
is free.
Of bread.
I wonder if they expect me to go, oh, that's so nice of them to give me this fucking Wonder Bread for free.
Yeah.
Suck my dick.
Get out of here. Face napkins.
Suck right.
Yeah, bitch.
That's what I use the Wonder Bread for.
I just throw them on the floor and stomp on them.
Waffle stomp them.
I just put them behind the bus and let the bus roll over and let the fucking...
Good, bring it back.
Let the parking lot attendant take care of it.
Arthur,
anyway.
Did you say... Oh, yeah, you got... What'd you have?
That's... What we have for lunch.
What we have for lunch.
Fajitas.
That's right.
All right, good show, guys.
Yeah.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires. Then, I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, President and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C Standard Hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Think Thickum! Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split!
Jake the same new turkeys. Get out of my house. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!